Now, traders in Cambridge say they're planning to take the county council to the High Court to try and overturn the closure of Mill Road Bridge. It was closed to all traffic except buses in June using an experimental traffic regulation order, which the council said would give more space to pedestrians and cyclists to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Of course, the road boasts a wide variety of independent shops and restaurants, but many of them say the closure has had a pretty detrimental effect on business, which has put them at odds with other residents and cyclists who want to see the bridge closed to through traffic permanently. The dispute has rumbled on for the last few months, but now the Mill Road Traders Association believe the closure actually breaches road traffic regulations. Our reporter Sarah Verry went to meet Abdulrahim, who runs the Alamin store, and he's done so for the past 25 years.
We're by the bridge. You can see people. People are facing each other. It would have been so much easier if the council had made one way for going up and one way for coming down. I don't just mean a sign.
Because there is a sign.
There is a sign.
Which says, please use the pavement opposite to cross the bridge. But people aren't actually taking any notice.
They're not taking
any notice
because that is just a static sign. There's nothing which really governs them that way. The guys just walk straight past that sign. Didn't even notice it. So really, it doesn't work.
They have no local authority to implement an experimental traffic regulation order under section 9, part 1 of the Road Traffic Act 1984. Under regulation 17.2A, I mean, I don't want to bore you with all the acts, but they needed to have published it and given the public notice that they could challenge the order in the High Court within 6 weeks.
I mean, this is all very technical.
Yeah.
And I understand your frustration, but it's a technicality. I mean, are you objecting to the fact that the council has closed the bridge anyway? And even if it did it correctly, would you still be having this fight?
Yes, I believe so. I don't believe that the closure of the Mill Road Bridge serves either the residents, the traders, or anyone who uses the bridge. If you're an elderly or you're a disabled person who lives on this side of the bridge, and you now need to go onto the other side because your doctor's surgery or the dentist is on the other side, you've got to make 3 times the journey. I think that's really unfair. If I want to go to the mosque, if I go through here, it takes me 5 minutes. If I turn around, it could take me 45 minutes. Now, we have 2 issues here. As an environmentalist, we have 3 times as much carbon emissions because my car has had to travel that way along. Now, they could say, oh, well, actually, you know, the environment on Mill Road is becoming so lovely. Well, what about fraternity of those people who are on Coldham's Lane or East Road or Newmarket Road? Those people who are having to suffer all those emissions. Now, I'm telling you, I'm a cyclist. I cycle 95% of the time. I actually feel more unsafe on Mill Road today than I did last year.
Why?
The reason why is those lorries and those cement trucks and those buses are right on my back, and they have no patience. A lot of people take their children to school. Now, the amount of time I've seen near misses with young children, you know, 2 or 3 children on bicycles behind their parents.
I'm Sheila Gresham, and I'm in Cam's Antique Centre in Gwydir Street off Mill Road. And all I can say is that in the previous closure last year, when they were actually repairing the bridge, our footfall was down by a third. So many people find it very frustrating. They don't know how to get here. However, some local people love it. So we're in the middle.
I'm Patty from the Hive Antique Shop on Gwydir Street.
Well, I gather you've got premises on the other side of the bridge as well.
Yeah, Hope Street Yard, which is more antiques. So to get there, I have to go to the other end of Mill Road, to go all the way down East Road to Coldham's Lane, to go back up Sedgwick Street, just to do something that's 2 minutes away. And if I want to go home, I have to go either that way, depending upon, and school traffic, Hills Road, nightmare. So the whole thing takes 3 times as long as it should do, just because you can't get over the bridge.
Sarah Verry on Mill Road. So in a nutshell, the traders say the traffic regulations mean that if the council wanted to implement the bus gate on a permanent basis, it shouldn't have used an experimental order. Let's have a chat with Dave Bagent here, Labour City Councillor for Romsey. Morning, Dave. Never dull on Mill Road, is it? What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I think it's the next part of the traders' plan. They've objected to this all the way through. Now, let's start from the beginning. When this was brought in to keep people safe from COVID-19, and it's worked, and it's worked for the people as well. So in addition to having extra safety from COVID, we've now got no pollution, no noise, less traffic, safer for people to cycle and to walk. And one of the most exciting things that I've seen on this is that you see families now out on their bikes with little children, like ducks in a row, going up Mill Road. You would never see that when there were 10,000 cars a day going down the road.
So you support the closure of the bridge as passionately as the traders do opening it again?
Well, more passionately, really, because I'm an elected representative for 6,000 people in Romsey. Those people have been telling me for over a year now that the experience they had last year when the bridge was shut for a different reason was something they want to see all the time. So mine's not just about passion. My passion is directed to represent the people that voted for me. And they're telling me all the time, because when I'm door knocking, that that's what they want to happen.
So do you think these traders taking the county council to court potentially are the minority?
Well, the traders have got an argument that their argument is that less cars means less footfall. Well, I don't actually accept that. I think that they believe that to be true, but there's been a massive drop off in footfall, of course, because of COVID. Currently, the rates of footfall on Mill Road are up to about 5,000 a day, which is 2,000 down on what it was before the bridge was shut. But that's got very little to do with the bridge being shut. It's got to do with COVID, and people are not just venturing out. They're not walking into town to go to work, because a lot of them are working from home. So my view is that I represent the residents. The residents have told me they want it to be like that. I happen to agree with them, and I think this is a splendid idea. It's cutting down pollution. 10,000 cars a day drove up Mill Road. You know, that can't be sensible. We've reduced it virtually down to a trickle. It's wonderful.
I mean, I've been aware of Mill Road my whole life, and it's got this reputation of being an amazing community, fantastic spirit. And this debate really seems to have become increasingly acrimonious. Do you think it could be driving a permanent wedge through a community which before was so happy and together?
No, I don't think it is at all. I think I would say it's doing exactly the opposite. People are mixing more. People are telling me that they want the traders to be supported, and we're helping to do that. But a number of people are saying to me, you know what, Dave? Those traders are being so negative about our safety that I'm not going to go and use their shops anymore. Now, that's a minority, but it's a feeling that people are talking to me about. Mill Road is a community. It will improve by the bridge being shut. It has improved by the bridge being shut. We're going through a really serious time at the moment, and people are out there on the street, walking up and down, shopping locally instead of going to Sainsbury's and places like that. This is good for our community. It's really, really good.
OK, Dave, thank you very much indeed. Much appreciated. That's Dave Bagent there, Labour City Councillor for the Romsey area. What do you think? 08000 85 95 96. We asked the council for a reaction to this. This is what they told us. We recognise there is support for the closure as well as against it, and listen to feedback from local communities and organisations, including the councillors, of course. The scheme is designed to promote active travel and also to keep people safe during the current coronavirus emergency by allowing people to socially distance. It's just gone 8:30.